How can I bring more ROI to our dam? Posted by Henrik de Geur on February 2, 2009. A dam is an investment. What is an organization gaining from the implementation and utilization of a dam? Are you getting a continued return on investment? If you don't know, you are probably not getting much from your dam right now, or you may not be using it much either. This can be fixed. A dam is made to yield ROI, if used properly. The benefits may be a combination of both hard costs and soft costs. Realistically, you have a dam. You've invested time and money into it. You obviously want to get your money's worth on a regular basis, right? Originally, one group or one department may have needed a dam when you first got it. If more people knew what dam could do for them, they would want it to use it too. That is a good thing. We'll talk about budgets and sharing the costs later. Sharing the use of the dam across departments and groups can bring more ROI as long as you have some governance behind this spreading of the wealth with the dam. About that governance part, you do want some control over who does what with the dam, because the last thing you want to happen is a free-for-all, nor a dumping ground for everyone's garbage with no order nor metadata. That is a very bad thing. It is worse than garbage in, garbage out. In the case of a dam, it is often garbage in and garbage stays in. This is because people rarely revisit the metadata of assets once they have been imported into the dam. And the simple lack of metadata makes finding assets much, much harder. Your dam is only as good as its metadata. Beyond the content, file type, and versioning in a dam, an asset is an asset is an asset. You need to be able to find any asset quickly. If that is not happening, improve the dam's metadata and/or search functions to yield quicker and more accurate results. All of the people able to upload to the dam, aka power users, should be well-trained, disciplined, and methodical. Your workflow with the dam should require this. Training and ongoing support should encourage this. As discussed in an earlier blog post, documentation can enlighten when it is written properly, made readily available, and updated as needed. Any user must understand that metadata is what is used to search for assets. Without this, users are not going to be happy when they're trying to find specific assets. Your organization must determine who should have access to what assets in the dam. Many dam solutions can be set up with multiple collections of assets. Each of these collections can be assigned users and roles. A role is a set of users. Your organization can deem whether to give permission to specific users to access specific collections in the dam. With the idea of controlling permissions, you can add more assets and share them accordingly. If you really look at what assets are in the dam and what assets could be added to the dam for use throughout departments, it is rare to see only a select few individuals needing access to these assets. If only a few people can see these assets, that is often called a silo, unless there are legitimate security or confidentiality reasons. The more people know what assets are there and where to readily access them, the more likely these assets will be used, reused, and/or repurposed. The more assets are used, reused, and/or repurposed from the dam, the more ROI you get. Build workflows to determine what should occur with these assets. If you share assets throughout the organization, you could share the costs of the dam throughout different departments which use the system. How do you divide the costs up is up to you to decide, whether it is by monitoring who uses the dam the most, who stores the most in the dam, dividing the costs per user, dividing the costs equally among all groups. Based on Francis Bacon's quote of knowledge is power, or Bill Gates' quote of information is power, Carl Pritchard, a PMP, recently said, knowledge is power, shared. Otherwise, no one knows about it. A dam is all about sharing assets among users. These assets are often institutional knowledge and/or intellectual property, which the organization has created and/or acquired. Share these assets more widely within your organization, and you've just brought more ROI to both the dam and, more importantly, your assets. This is the case unless you like silos. Do you hide assets in the dam and plan to keep them there for posterity? Do you want different groups creating the same asset over and over again? Do you like inconsistency or lack of continuity within your organization? Don't start the process of finding ways to squeeze out more ROI from a dam while wearing blinders. Explore all the options first. Then you can narrow the options down to what brings out the most value. You may find that sharing assets via a dam with most of the organization is a good idea. Knowledge is Power Shared is a registered service mark of Carl Pritchard of Pritchard Management Associates. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to www.anotherdamblog.com. If you have any questions or comments, please send them to anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.